Welcome to The Hockey Show with Pat Boyle and Barstool Chief. Brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. Listen now in HD on our app and on ESPN 1000.
Ready for the power play?
You're listening to The Hockey Show
on ESPN Chicago.
Show on ESPN 1000 with Barstool Chief. I am Pat Boyle. Chief is having a bad day because his worst hockey nightmare looks like it's going to come to fruition. Patrick Kane is about to be traded.
Everything that comes out, like every little, it's like one drip at a time. And now it's Elliot Friedman just reported within like the last 30 seconds that Kane's officially not in the lineup tonight. Like everything is there that says that he's agreed to the trade. The trade's going to be done. It's just like logistics now is how it seems.
It is. It looks like his first and only choice was the New York Rangers. We thought that a couple weeks ago when he reacted so boldly about the Vlad Tarasenko deal, the acquisition that they made from St. Louis. He made no bones about it that it took him aback.
I mean, I threw a parade. I threw a parade when the Tarasenko trade went down because I thought that that meant that there was no potential for a Kane to New York trade, but I guess my math skills aren't what they used to be because apparently they were 50%. This guy on waivers, another team comes in, takes 25%, and apparently we're right there. So, it's a no good, very bad day.
Chicago, how are you reacting to, we'll just say it, the greatest Blackhawk of all time, at least in the modern era?
Any era. Andy, I want him to have a statue that's four times the size of Bobby Hull's. That's what I want.
Okay.
Maybe on top of the United Center. Like you could see it like a church spire in the west side of the city.
We've been talking about Patrick Kane possibly leaving for well over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been in the camp that like still build around him. You know, keep him here.
I put a t-shirt on sale last week.
I know you did. And what did I keep telling you? I said, he's not going to be here. But look at it this way, Chief. This is what Patrick wants. Ultimately, this was his decision.
Is it?
Yes.
Is this how, if you asked him four years ago?
No, I think.
Or was somebody dropped the ball along the way that had the team in shambles where it's like he's like the only chance I have to have any sort of success is to leave. I don't think this is what he wanted, which is why it's such a difficult decision.
Exactly. And I think that's why it took till today.
Yeah. They're the worst team in the league, and it was a hard decision for him. So I don't think he really wanted to go. It was like they kind of had his hand forced.
Have you come to grips that Patrick Kane is about to be traded from the Chicago Blackhawks, the only team he's ever played for in the National Hockey League, after 16 Hall of Fame seasons? 312-332-3776. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, and listen to us on the ESPN Chicago app. We've got a great show coming up. We'll have Charlie Remeliotis joining us from San Jose in just a matter of minutes. They're getting ready for their morning skate at the bottom of the hour. We're hearing that Patrick Kane is not going to take part in the morning skate. And there's also talk that he left and he flew out of San Jose earlier this morning.
Yeah, Pat Brisson had a quote. I'm trying to pull it up right now. This is from Pierre LeBrun. Patrick Kane won't play tonight, from his agent, Pat Brisson. Based on the current status of Patrick's situation, we collectively felt it was more appropriate to have him not play during this period of reflection. A period of reflection. I just got to sit and think. And I'm like, what? That last word drove me a little bit crazy because it's like now I was at 1% hope this morning. Now I'm at 0.01% hope because he threw the word period of reflection in there. Like, just hit me, just punched me right in the heart. Just getting over with.
I think it's the period of reflection is New York getting their salary cap in order and putting guys on waivers and accruing
find an apartment to live in and things like that, like logistical things for his new address. So, yeah, I've heard that he's left San Jose. So I've heard that. It sounds like he's reflecting on a cross country flight.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Blake on the south side. Blake, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good. How are you?
You're doing good?
Doing good. How are you?
All right. He's in mourning about Patrick Kane about to be dealt to the New York Rangers. How are you handling it?
Not fun. It's not pretty. Been a Hawks fan forever. Just curious, what do you guys think we're going to get in return for him? And how long do you think it's going to take for us to really get back to where we once were?
All right, Blake, thanks for the call. You know, being the only suitor, you got to think Chris Drury is not going to leave the cupboard bare. And we were talking, you know, they've got one first-round pick left from Dallas.
Correct.
They've got a second-rounder. Mm-hmm. I could see and then I've heard about a future first-rounder next year. I could see a conditional second-round pick that they get initially.
Yeah, they go to the finals.
If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe that becomes that Dallas pick in the first.
Yeah, that could be interesting. They have a couple of guys. You know, everyone keeps mentioning that Zach Jones. Could be very wrong. I've been wrong about everything this entire step of the way. Zach Jones does not seem to fit the bill for the type of defenseman that Davidson has sought and drafted, and the type of defenseman that Richardson likes to play.
Right.
So Zach Jones is a 5'10". He's a offensively skilled guy, but he's also 22 years old, and if he were as good as what Rangers fans on the internet are saying, he'd already be playing for the Rangers.
Right.
So I don't think that Zach Jones is going to be like this piece of the puzzle that the Hawks. I think it's going to be more about picks, and then who knows, depending on, you know, what pieces they're willing to shave off their roster. But Kratsov's name, he's been held out.
Right.
So Kratsov was a former high pick who's also been, you know, very disappointing. I think he was drafted one pick after Adam Boqvist, if I remember correctly. I think he went ninth overall that year and just hasn't been able to.
That was our year of small defensemen. That was the mantra.
Yeah. What a you know who else went in that draft? Condre Miller. Maybe my boy that I've been like, I saw that kid play at 16 years old. I'm like, he's going to be a stud. So anyways, that was like a Chief was right situation right there. It was the one thing I got right in the last 6 years. But I had been told that he doesn't want to leave, but it's like this is what it is. So, and then the other big news, and we'll probably talk to Charlie about this in a couple of minutes, is Sam Lafferty held out of practice as well. So for trade-related reasons. So things are moving and shaking. 1901 West Madison, burning up the phone lines.
Before we head out to San Jose and get Charlie Romeliotis, let's go back to the phone lines. Dan in Manhattan, he's next on the Hockey Show. How you doing today, Dan?
Hey, good time, Patty Boyle.
What's up, Dan?
Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say it's been a great career with Kane, but it's time to rip the Band-Aid off and just take this thing down to the stud. I like what they're doing. Let's just get as many picks as possible and just hit reset. I mean, I'm not going to be mad about what we got. We got three cups out of this. It's time to be happy for Kane. If this is what he wants, let's do it. Let's get over it. Let's hope that we get a second-round pick out of this. Yeah, honestly, the prospect, I don't know much about. Like you said, the defenseman seems pretty small for what they want. But, you know, you don't really have any leverage. So it's just time to move on and just be happy with what we got.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Does that make you feel any better?
No. No, I mean, it is like, there's part of it that is obviously true. Like, if Kane wants out, he deserves to go. I hope he has success. I put a future on the Rangers to win the Cup. I will be rooting for Patrick Kane regardless. But it's not like I do wish that they would get, if you're going to give him away, I wish they would get something like Giroux. They got a lot. The Flyers got a lot for Giroux last year.
In a very similar situation where, you know, they were only dealing, Pat Brisson was his agent, and they were only really dealing with one suitor.
And I think there was more animosity between Giroux and the Flyers at that time. So he was like, no, it's Florida or nothing. And they managed to get a pretty well-regarded prospect and then a first-round pick and maybe something else out of Florida. So I hope the Hawks get something worth getting, but we'll see how it goes, because it doesn't feel like we're going to get much.
Hey, Kendra, we're going to bring Charlie in. Is he on line one, or are you going to bring him in? He's in, ready to go. Charlie Romeliotis joins us now on the Hockey Show on ESPN 1000. Barstool Chief Pat Boyle. Charlie, how you doing today?
What's up, boys? Busy morning already.
Very, very busy. What are you hearing the latest on Patrick Kane as morning skate's about to start in 20 minutes in San Jose?
Yeah, so he's not expected to be on the ice for morning skate, and then the Blackhawks are going to make it official that he's not going to play tonight for roster management reasons. And I'm also hearing the same thing on Sam Lafferty, so we are in full swing with the trade rumors.
Yeah, where are you hearing about? Are there any specifics about Lafferty other than him being held out? Have you got any? You got your Charlie Insider cap on?
I'm not hearing anything official at whether there's a deal that's imminent. I know Tampa Bay and Edmonton are two teams that have expressed interest, so I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of circled back on Chicago. But I'm not sure a deal is currently in place. I think it might just be getting closer to one.
Charlie, as we go to look at Patrick Kane here, and all signs point to him going to the New York Rangers, we know that right now they are not cap compliant to be able to take on, you know, even when if there's a third party that takes 25%. Do you think that this thing could take a few days to get finalized, or the way it's being talked about right now, that it could possibly be fast-tracked and there could be announcement either today or tomorrow that Kane is a New York Ranger?
Well, the fact that the Rangers just announced that they put Jake Lechuzin on waivers makes me feel like this actually might not get done today, because it feels like he needs to go through waivers first for a deal to kind of get completed. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe there's a framework in place for a Kane trade, but it's not going to happen for another few days or maybe even till next week if they can't move another player out to make the finances work.
Great.
So they
Let's
would
just
want
drag
Chicago
this
to
out.
Kind of accrue their, right, exactly. So they would want Chicago to accrue the remaining cap hit for Kane while the Rangers are also trying to accrue extra cap space. So I think that's where we're at right now.
Do you think we would be here on this day talking about Patrick Kane about to be traded to the New York Rangers if he wasn't on this four-game heater that he's on right now, where he's got 7 goals, 3 assists, should have had an 8th if the buzzer beater counted against Vegas in overtime? Do you think we would be talking about this deal today if he hadn't been on that heater?
I honestly don't, and I think it's evident, because even when the Rangers pivoted to Vladimir Tarasenko, one of their concerns was about Kane's nagging hip injury, right? So the fact that even the team that Kane wanted to go to had concerns about Kane made me feel like even some of the other teams that might have been in contention for him also had similar concerns. So the fact that he's been on this torrid pace, he's kind of just sticking a middle finger to everyone saying, I'm just fine. And now it's making the Rangers circle back and trying to do some gymnastics on their finances just to make it work. So, yeah, I think Kane has really proved it with his play over the last few years or after the last few games. And that's
really
why the Rangers circle back.
Charlie, I got to tell you, that when I hear that, when you kind of confirm some of our theories, makes my blood boil. Well, you didn't have the first 15 years of his career wasn't enough evidence. Like, and then he had to go. He was awesome last year. He just had to go off for 2 weeks. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. He's awesome. We should probably get
right.
that guy.
You know what? And Pat and I, we've been pounding this to death on our podcast for a few weeks now, feeling like the Kane nagging injury is overblown, because it's something he's been dealing with for years, like even well before the bubble, right? And I think when you look at Kane, if you've been watching really closely to him this year, he really does get his confidence when he's producing. And when he's not producing and he doesn't have those line mates, it definitely affects his confidence. So the fact that he gets a hat trick in Toronto and it snowballs, or against Toronto, and it snowballs into this big heater, I mean, now his confidence is at an all-time high. So welcome back to the club, teams that are back interested on Kane.
Jake McCabe was held out of practice yesterday. He was under the weather. Any sign of him for morning skate that's about to start in about 15 minutes?
I'm not sure. No one's on the ice right now except for Blackhawks goaltender coach Jimmy Waite. So I'll shoot you a text after these guys hit the ice, and you can maybe report it on later in the show.
All right. That sounds great. That's Charlie Remeliotis from San Jose. We'll be talking throughout the day, Charlie, and I'll see you on the pregame show on NBC Sports Chicago later tonight.
All right, boys. Chief, hang in there.
I'm trying.
It is. This is basically, it's an hour therapy session for Barstool Chief, and we've got some head shrinkers on the line. Connor and Blake want to guide you through what's about to happen. Patrick Kane, after almost 16 seasons in Chicago is on the verge of being traded by all indications to the New York Rangers. We'll have the very latest on that. It's the Hockey Show on ESPN 1000.
The Hockey Show.
Pat Boyle hosts Chicago's only show dedicated to hockey fans.
The Hockey Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Stauber winds it around. That's the line by Robertson, and now the Stars must regroup. Under five on the clock. Steal by Domi. Two on one with Kane. Domi waits. Sets up Kane. He scores!
It's not the first time he's been noticeable like that in a game for the Blackhawks.
This year, Gurashev with Kane. He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal. Third point of the period. The Blackhawks have tied the game at three.
Blackhawks fans are having a bad day right now, with all indications pointing to Patrick Kane being traded to the New York Rangers, if not today, in the very near future. And my buddy, Barstool Chief, is having a bad day.
I'm down bad. It's bothering me. Like, I've been making jokes of it, or, you know, trying to, like, ease the pain through laughter. But it's getting to me. It's bothering me. Like, I'm not ready to say goodbye.
Let's try to work on this. And this is your therapy session. Mm-hmm. I'll take a $20 copay, whatever you got. All Blackhawks fans were treated to 16 seasons of a Hall of Fame career, 3 Stanley Cups,
yep,
an MVP, a Rookie of the Year nod, and countless great memories, just like we heard on the way in.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 2 weeks, like I said to Patrick's dad a couple weeks ago, right after the Rangers thing, I said, if the worst thing that came out of the Ranger situation with Tarasenko is that we got 2 extra weeks and some hell of send-offs at the United Center, and you were there for 2 of them.
I lived at the United Center in February with intention, because I thought that this could be coming, and I wanted to see him in person down the stretch. So right. I went to every home game in February. So the Vegas one, I don't care if it missed by a fraction of a second.
Oh, my God, was that the greatest thing
ever? You have a sense of the moment time, NHL? Like, Vegas doesn't care. They're in the playoffs. Care. That goal, that point, that memory meant more to me than it did that 1 point meant in the standings to them. Like, it's an entertainment business. Doctorate. Okay, that goal counted. The buzzer beater counted. Then the hat trick against Toronto. And it was like I was sitting. I was right in front of.
And you never see that in hockey.
You never see it.
And how about the howitzer that he let go? I mean,
he picked up the puck at the blue line with like
2 seconds.
Yeah, I think it was like 4.8 seconds or something like that. He made some ground and then it was just like, I have to rip a bomb right
here. And then
here.
I loved that in the shootout, he went Hossa style. He went right back to it.
I know. And you, like, because he has a sense of the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, he wanted to
do
it.
Yeah. He's like, well, this is kind of cool. Let's go with the script.
Because he is Showtime.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is the way I'm going to first of all, this was Patrick's decision.
Yep.
So I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
We deserve to see that kind of talent on display in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we haven't since 2017.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm happy for Patrick on that note. I'm happy that he's being reunited with Artemi Panarin, because
they're soulmates.
The whole NHL fan base was screwed out of a great partnership that should have lasted more than 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole NHL was, but honestly, you and I specifically.
Yes. Specifically, we were.
Yeah. And that was beautiful to watch. Like,
so we're going to get that, okay?
Yeah.
Ultimately, we need another Patrick Kane. We need another Jonathan Toews to build this franchise back up to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
So we need to go through this. We need to do it through the draft. We need to find our next Kane, find our next Toews.
Yes.
Let Patrick go. I still think Patrick's coming home. You know, the way this has been handled, doing him a solid, the one and only place he wanted to go is exactly where he's going. And the haul that Kyle Davidson and the Blackhawks are going to get in return is probably not what you should get for that type of talent.
The greatest American who's ever born.
Exactly. But it's going to be, let's be positive that it's going to be encouraging. I can't believe Iowa came back in this game. They were getting absolutely housed. So Patrick's going to go to New York.
Yeah.
He's going to
rent, not buy.
He's going to rent for sure.
Yeah.
And let's just say the ping pong balls fall the right way for the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And they get either Bedard or Fantilli. I don't think it's out of the question to circle back with 88 and do an extension with him. I don't think that's crazy. And I don't think it's crazy that he could play 2 years somewhere else and come back when this team's about to be in championship form.
Yeah, I mean, you can always go home again. I know what that old book was, but you can absolutely go home again. I hope he does. This is a thing that happened with it benefited the Cubs. And it's just like that John Lester thing, I think it was in 15 or 14. Red Sox, he's a Red Sox legend, multiple World Series there. They trade him to the A's at the deadline with the idea that it was down to Boston and the Cubs for John Lester services. And he's just like, you know, when you have more than one team in the back of your baseball card, it's a lot easier to start looking other places. And I think that there's probably some merit to that.
Well, he had trust in Theo, let's be honest. If Theo's Theo's not here, John Lester's probably not coming here.
Yeah, I think that was definitely a factor. But I do think there is an element of like, well, I've seen what it's like playing somewhere else. It's not that bad. So maybe let's explore everything. It just kind of opens up your eyes. And
that's not the chief I know.
I've been saying that all along, which is why I've been so desperate to just give him an extension. And just like, let's not even explore other options. Just be the man here. We'll put the C on your chest for the next generation. And you know, you mentioned we have to find the next one. You're going to have to do that whether he's here or not. And so I've always felt that it's better to have talented guys in the locker room than try to find them other places, be it the draft, trade, free agency. Just, you know,
You get closer. This is going to make you
phone lines
worse offense.
Up.
Yeah, we got it. Let's get to the phone lines. Enough of this. Connor in Minnesota. Connor, Chief needs your help, Connor.
What's up, Chief? Can you hear me?
I got you. What's up?
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm unfortunately calling from Minnesota right now, and it's one of those things where I know we keep talking about Patrick Kane. You know, it'd be great to have him come home later, all these other things. It's almost like a grandparent dying at this point in time. I've been a long-time Blackhawks fan. You've seen it coming for a couple months now, but at the end of the day, you just want him to say goodbye, and we're not getting that. That's what hurts me. I know this is a therapy session. I just need to get this off my chest. But that's what hurts me the most.
I think his goodbye,
Connor,
was the performance he put on the last couple of weeks.
I agree.
And it was
in front of one of them was a full house, 21,000, and the other two were
Sunday was definitely full.
18, 19, 20,000. Like he put on a show. That was his going away.
And it was beautiful and it was perfect. But at the same time, it's also like, it just makes me want to keep him that much more. So
also consummated this deal.
Yeah, probably. Again, but that makes me mad at Rangers fans. It makes me mad. Like,
you didn't want
him 2 weeks ago? Are you guys morons? Chris Drury, are you a moron? You thought his hip was washed? You don't deserve him. He's ours.
Let's go.
I knew he was great all along.
Let's go to our buddy Rick in Northern California. He joins us next. Rick, are you going to the Blackhawks-San Jose game tonight?
You guys, I'm devastated.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Thank you for finally someone's like mirroring how I feel.
I don't even have the words. I was ready to go, hotel booked, and I have a brand new Kane sweater.
Ugh.
Haven't even worn before, and I've been saving it. I'm almost tearing up, guys. Was saving it to wear it. Was so excited to see Kaner won last time after the magic he did this week. I don't get it. I don't. But I get it. I know what you're saying.
Rick, this was his. Ultimately, this was Patrick's call. So, I mean, look, none of us want to see him go. None of us.
I understand that. But at what point, Pat, I'm just asking the question, like, I know you're saying, well, hopefully he'll come back. But how has that played out in history? When have we seen icons in our Chicago sports history actually come back home after they've left? We haven't. And so what makes you think that this time it's going
to
pay off?
Sharpie came back, went to Dallas for a year plus. He came back for a victory lap here. That would be the closest comp I would have.
I think it is possible, and I think he loves it here. I think his legacy is important here.
He's got roots here, too,
Rick. His family's here. Everyone's always like, oh, Buffalo, he's going home to Buffalo. He's lived more years in Chicago than he ever did in Buffalo. So
Amanda's from here.
I've heard... you hear all sorts of things about real estate deals and things like that, so you just never know. I really hope he's back. I really hope he's back, and like this is where he wants to, you know, raise his family. I sat right in front of his kid. That kid is adorable.
Yeah,
the blonde hair, the blue eyes. He is
PK3.
Yeah, and it's like that was the Toronto game, and that was like the other thing too. Kane, you could see Kane while they're reviewing it. Like right away, he was celebrating with Domi. I just threw my hat on the ice. Like if Kane says it's 10, it's in. Because he knows better than the ref. He knows better than everybody. So and it's just one of those things where it's like that was the perfect send off. And I hope like everybody appreciated. I hope he feels appreciated.
I think he does.
You think he does? But you think he does by the organization?
I think all the way around.
Okay, because
he's going to the one place, and it looked 2 weeks ago. It looked like the Rangers are off the table.
I want to know if they ever offered him an extension.
Well, I don't.
I
don't think that happened.
Okay, well then that would be a level of appreciation.
Okay,
that I would have liked to see.
Well, touche.
Yeah,
you got a point there. Let's squeeze one more in. I know we're up against the break here, but everybody is buzzing about this. Let's go to Brett in Buffalo Grove. Brett, how you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Pat? How you doing, Chief?
I'm all right.
I'm just letting you know I'm about to have my LPC by the end of the year. If you're looking for a therapist, I'm open for hours. We can talk about that later, though.
Send me a DM. I'm interested.
Yeah, we've talked before on Twitter. I'll send you a DM in a little bit.
Beauty.
I mean, looking at this whole thing with Kane, we've talked before. I'm only 24. I became a fan, God, it was like 2008, 2009-ish. This is all that I've known.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at it with Kane here. I'm like, you got to let him be happy. If you love somebody, let him go. If he wants to come back, he still loves us. I think he'll come back at some other point or whatnot. But I'm just looking at everything the organization is doing. Davidson, I love the head coach, Richardson. I've been saying to my dad, I'm like, this guy's a diamond in the rough. I can't get mad at everything they've done right now. I feel like we're on the right path. It just sucks right now, truthfully.
Yeah, I think they're definitely on the
Thanks
right.
Thanks for the call,
yeah,
Brad.
I think they're definitely on the right path. They have a good prospect pool. I like the types of guys that they're bringing in. They're going to be bad next year. I expect them to be exciting at minimum in 2024. But it's just a hard day. It's a no good, very bad day.
Coming up next, Dave Panyota will join us. He's the editor in chief of the Fourth Period. The very latest on the Patrick Kane deal that seems to be imminent with the New York Rangers and other trade deadline. News and notes as we are less than a week away from the March 3rd trade deadline. It's the Hockey Show on ESPN 1000.
The Hockey Show with Pat Boyle and Barstool Chief on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
We're back on the Hockey Show on ESPN 1000 with Barstool Chief. I am Pat Boyle. We are sponsored by the Chicago Wolves, the defending Calder Cup champions. And it's our pleasure to welcome into the show Dave Panyota. He's the editor-in-chief of the Fourth Period. Heard him on Sirius XM NHL Radio this morning. And during his show, Chief, he was in and out because he was getting so many texts and tweets about all the deals that are going down in the National Hockey League, including the looks like the imminent deal of Patrick Kane going to the New York Rangers. Dave, how you doing today?
I'm good. It's halfway through the day. I could already use a nap, but I'm doing okay.
So your thoughts on 2 weeks ago when the Tarasenko deal goes down, it looks like the door is closed for Patrick Kane going to New York. Are you surprised that they were able to, you know, again, we're waiting for finalization and the cap to be compliant from the Rangers' perspective, but are you surprised that these two sides were able to come together?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, at that point, and we know that, you know, Kane came out and voiced his disappointment, the initial belief was that the Rangers had made their decision. Maybe they add a couple additional pieces here and there. They acquired Tyler Mott from Ottawa. Not a lot of cap space. Figured that this thing was done. But with Kane's agent, Pat Brazelle, re-engaging effectively with New York to say, hey, he still wants to go here if we can make this happen. Chris Drury and his staff quickly got on the horn to try to make some moves and try to figure this out. Now, we know there's going to be a third party involved in this trade. We know Jake Lecision, is on waivers. To make all the money work, there's also talk there may be a separate move to assist on the finances to make everything, as you said, cap compliant. It's an interesting way of going about things, but the Rangers are trying to make it happen. And it may not happen until now, as early as tomorrow, with Lecision on waivers, unless there's some other roster juggling that this team is going to do today. So the Rangers are trying to figure this out. Kane's back trying to piece everything together for how the next few months are going to go for him, presumably with the Rangers. And we know that there's some other moves that are expected to be made here from the Hawks over these next 5 days.
Have you heard anything about the package that would come back for Kane? Because now it feels like the hard part is over. And now it's just about what the package is in return. So have you heard anything about that?
There's some talk. I know there was a report, I can't remember where, somewhere out of New York, that it may include a first-round pick of 2024. We're hearing a lot of other things with Zach Jones's name and Vitali Kravtsov's name. I'm not sure if these names right now that are being mentioned end up in Chicago. This may be a situation where whatever the third team is involved ends up with, you know, let's say Kravtsov, for example, or even Jones if he is in this. Now, Kravtsov is expected to be part of this or expected to be moved in a separate deal. Regardless, his days with the Rangers are pretty much over, and they need that to happen in order to make the finances work. So it looks like this is going to be primarily prospect and draft pick driven in terms of what the package is going to be with whatever third team comes in play here, likely getting Kravtsov as part of this. That's what it sounds like right now. Now, there was talk, and I had confirmed that Vancouver was engaged in discussions as a potential third-party player in all of this, a broker, a facilitator, whatever term you want to use. I was told a couple hours ago that that's shifted. So Vancouver is not expected to be that third party, unless something has changed. That's the word that I've gotten. They were engaged in those discussions along with a couple other teams. It looks like it's going in a different direction in terms of the third-party team.
Dave Pagnotta from the editor-in-chief of The Fourth Period joins us on the Hockey Show on ESPN 1000. You can follow him at The Fourth Period. Chief and I were talking earlier. Do you, 2 weeks ago, you know, we had Elliot Friedman on, and he was saying what he was getting from GMs was Kane's damaged goods. The hip's the thing. It's bigger than people think. And then he goes on this heater the last four games. 7 goals, should have been an 8th, 3 helpers. Do you think he needed that run so that we are here talking about a trade?
I don't think it hurt him by any stretch. And Kane's obviously gone out there and tried to downplay it. His agent has told me the same thing, Pat Brazelle, that it's not as serious as everyone had made it out to believe. And I think this is a combo of proving that his injury and his hip isn't as bad as it was made out to be. Now, not just, you know, using his words, but he's actually showing it on the ice. And at the same time, so many people, for whatever reason, had knocked his play this season and that, you know, he was done. Now, everybody forgot the fact that he had 92 points last season, apparently.
I didn't forget.
There you go. Well, everyone outside of Chicago seemed to have forgotten for whatever the reason. And he wanted to prove that as well, that he is still a dynamic player in the National Hockey League. He's a top-tier talent without question. The hip's fine. And maybe over the last week or so, the discussions with the Rangers kicked off a little bit sooner than everybody had been tipped off on. So that might have been an added motivator on top of everything to be like, you know, hey, I'm here to play. I can do some damage here, and I want to prove to my new team as well that I can get the job done.
Sam Lafferty was held out of practice today for trade-related reasons. Jake McCabe back on the ice after missing the last one with a non-COVID-related illness. What are you hearing about those two guys? Because those are the guys that we've been have had probably the most chatter on the team outside of Patrick Kane.
Yeah, well, clearly Lafferty, and I touched base with his agent a little while ago. They haven't been told anything to this point with respect to where he's going to end up. The belief is that a deal is very close, and they're just, you know, kind of finishing things up. So the anticipation is that, you know, he's clearly going to be moved. He's not playing tonight. He wasn't at the skate this morning. And we're just kind of waiting. We know a few teams have been poking around on this player. Edmonton, Tampa, Toronto, Boston was beforehand. They made their move already, getting Garnet Hathaway from Washington and a couple other teams. So as far as I know, with respect to Edmonton, they're still part of this, or at least they felt that they were still part of this, and that they were waiting on the ultimate decision, which right now is that of Kyle Davidson's. With McCabe, who is at the morning skate today, the belief is, from what I've been told, that he will be moved ahead of the deadline. It's a matter of when, not if, and that's what his mindset is as well. That's my understanding, talking to people, you know, close to the team and close to the situation. So it's possible that it doesn't get there, but the expectation is that McCabe will also get moved at some point here before Friday's deadline.
Now, all the reports, I'm sure you've seen, is that Ryan Lingren got hurt today. Is there anything that could derail the Kane to New York thing?
And I've been trying to figure talking to a bunch of people trying to figure that out, too. It doesn't sound like it. Obviously, the severity of his injury could complicate things if it's not an LTIR situation. So if he's not out long-term and they can't utilize his LTIR space to potentially bring somebody, either a call-up or make another addition to the roster over the next few days to find somebody on that blue line, it may make things a little bit more complicated if it is short-term, because they don't have an extra defenseman with the club at the moment. But it doesn't sound like, while it is a tough situation, it doesn't sound like this will derail what may happen here in terms of this trade once it gets finalized. It may push things off closer to Friday instead of, let's say, tomorrow, for example, assuming Lecision clears waivers, or even if he doesn't. They're kind of waiting for that at this point. So it doesn't sound like Lindgren's injury is going to affect the nature of this trade. If anything, it may push it a few days, but we have to wait and see once they diagnose what he's dealing with.
Dave, I think I heard on your show this morning that there were 33 trade deadline day deals last year. Are you surprised by the activity that we've had, you know, in the weeks leading up to the deadline? Could this be a little different, that a lot of players switch sweaters well before the deadline day?
I still anticipate there to be, you know, quite a bit of activity on Friday, on deadline day. It may not be the big sexy names that we're all hoping for, because we've seen so many, you know, obviously dealt to this point, and obviously with the Kane deal, Lafferty on the horizon as well. We may see more of those secondary pieces get moved on deadline day. Like, some teams may push to try to maximize a return. It does sound still like it's a bit of a buyer's market for the most part. So some sellers may decide to push things off a little closer to the deadline to see if they can max a return. Like St. Louis, for example, with Ivan Barbashev, the asking price has still been the same. It's a second round pick and a prospect, but is a team going to be desperate enough to cough up the late first round pick as part of a deal? That's kind of what a team like St. Louis, for example, is kind of waiting on. Yes, it's great to see all these moves happening, and for the most part, the hockey community has been clamoring to see more activity, NBA style, kind of happening in the days leading up and weeks leading up to the deadline, and we're definitely getting that. But I still anticipate there being quite a bunch of activity on deadline day, because there are a lot of secondary complementary pieces that are available, and you know, teams are looking to see how they can. The buyers want to lower the price, the sellers want to max the price, so that usually means things get pushed a little bit more. I'm really curious, quite frankly, guys, to see if we do get any of those out-of-left-field type of moves. And if St. Louis, for example, that claimed Kasperi Kapanen on waivers, if they get the right offer for a guy like Colton Parayko, who it sounds like is willing to at least consider a move, he's got a no-trade clause. Is Thatcher Demko, for example, healthy enough where they could potentially entertain a trade now versus the summer? Because it does sound like his time in Vancouver is going to be coming to an end at some point before next season, the start of next season. Yeah. And what happens in Anaheim with John Gibson, his name's floating around again, just like it was last season around the deadline. So I want to monitor to see how those kinds of players end up, or where they potentially could end up. And I think that would certainly spice things up without question once we get to Friday.
Well, yeah, and it feels like the I'm surprised to hear it's a buyer's market, or a buyer's market because it seems like it's wide open. The whole league, there's not like a super team like Colorado was kind of the foregone conclusion, Tampa Bay years before. Does that change the dynamic at all as we get to deadline day? Be like, you know what, let's just push our chips in because it is wide open this year.
It absolutely is, especially in the West. I mean, you know, you look to the Eastern Conference and we're seeing, obviously, the Rangers made one move, they're making another. Toronto made their addition with Ryan O'Reilly and Noel Acciari from the Blues. Both Carolina and New Jersey are pushing and battling to try to get Timo Meier out of San Jose. Boston made their big swing the other day. So the East, it seems like there's been more of a willingness and an eagerness to make those moves sooner than, you know, ahead of the deadline. Whereas in the West, because there are so many teams that are right into this, because there are so many clubs that believe that if they make one addition or two, it could propel them higher because they feel like they've got this window to take over the Western Conference. Like L.A. is still very much engaged with Arizona with respect to Jacob Chychrun. Obviously not a rental type scenario. He's got two more years left on that deal. But they're still there trying to see if they can make that, who's their number one target, make that come to fruition. And how is that going to affect some of the other clubs? Vegas has been looking to make a couple different moves because they've got that extra cap space. But everybody, it sounds in the West like they're being a little bit more cautious in terms of how they're moving. And maybe it's because nobody's finally pulled the trigger on making a big ad, and they don't feel forced to try to retaliate by making an addition of their own, which is obviously what we've been seeing here in the Eastern Conference.
Dave, get a nap. It's a big week for you, big day, and we appreciate you hopping on, and keep up the great work.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
We're back to wrap up the hockey show after this.
The Hockey Show with Pat Boyle and Barstool Chief.
On the AM.
At 1000.
On the FM.
At 100.3 HD2.
On your phone.
Through the ESPN Chicago app.
Back on the Hockey Show on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to Kendra Smith, our producer, Dave Paniota, and Charlie Romeliotis, our guests. Thank you to our sponsor, the Chicago Wolves. Coming up next, it's White Sox baseball. That's right, Cactus League action back on ESPN 1000 at 2 o'clock. Chief, you going to be okay here about Patrick Kane probably being dealt to the Rangers?
No, I'm not okay.
You're not okay.
It's just I thought maybe I would be. It's like one of those things you know is a potential to come, and then I had been told that he didn't want to, and then it was felt like, all right, I felt safe, and then I was rugged. So we'll see. I'm not okay. I wish they just gave him an extension. That's what I wish. I wish that he was just here forever. So that's not even hyperbole. Just keep them. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting because I think they're going to be probably the most active team. Patrick Kane's been the hottest guy in the league lately. Max Domi's probably the second hottest guy in the league, but his name's not out there seemingly at all as a UFA. This Lindgren thing is going to be interesting to see how that impacts the trade or if they want to try to be like put him in an LTIR. He's the same exact cap hit as close to it with Jake McCabe. So the Hawks retain there. So we'll see. It's going to be a very interesting next few days here.
Well, the very latest on the Patrick Kane deal, if it's finalized to the New York Rangers on the pregame show on NBC Sports Chicago tonight, we will hit the air at 8:30. It's a 9:22 puck drop in the Shark Tank between the Blackhawks and the San Jose Sharks. That's going to do it for the Hockey Show. For Barstool Chief, I'm Pat Boyle. White Sox baseball is coming your way next.